listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time to listen to some new music from West Michigan. Journalist and critic John Sinkovich of LocalSpins.com is here, all excited about the latest album from a veteran singer-songwriter, someone that we have heard a lot here on Stateside. John, take it away. I know you're excited about this album.
Yeah, there's never been anyone quite like Michigan's Mae Erlewine, and she continues to push that envelope and advance her music in a unique way. This one in particular really pushes sort of the political activist side of her personality and what she really wants to do. And the thing that I think is amazing, that she's so brilliant at bridging that sort of separation and dichotomy between standing up for what she thinks is right and then serving as sort of a calming, healing influence.
Looking for a reason why you do the things you do. You know you tell me right into you do.
And this album is all about that. As an activist, she kind of views this as, and she says it's, quote, an emotional fuel for activists to continue their work and remember that it's really important to stay engaged. And yet at the same time, it's a pretty tranquil album at times and other times very passionate.
John, you saw Mae perform some of this new material from Second Sight at Earthwork Harvest Gathering recently. Tell us, how did fans receive this material?
It was fairly incredible. She always has a wonderful connection with her fans in the audience when she's performing live, but she's with this super group of a band, and she introduces the song with talking about how, you know, it's coming together as a community and how we have to stand up. And there were people literally in tears by the end of this performance, and it was a jam-packed stage that she had that night. It was, you know, she had a new feminist anthem that she kind of revealed that night as well, that's part of this new album. She really has a way of connecting with an audience unlike almost any other performer.
Well, I have to say, That's My Home, I just thought it's a splendid song, and it has great production.
Yeah, it does. And she's got several album release shows coming up this week. She's going to be playing in Lake Orion on Thursday, at the Ark in Ann Arbor on Friday, at Bell's Eccentric Cafe in Kalamazoo on Saturday, and then finally October 6th, Sunday, at Wealthy Theater right here in Grand Rapids. She's got a great band behind her as well.
All right, so now from the iconic Mae Erlewine to a debut album from a young up-and-coming singer-songwriter, Patti Pershala. Now, you call her definitely one of West Michigan's emerging artists to watch. Why do you say that?
She's absolutely refreshing. She's a multi-instrumentalist. She can garage rock with the best of them, and yet at the same time, she can do this ukulele-based kind of folk kind of a thing that really sort of speaks to her very unique songwriting. And I think the song that is the title track from her new EP called Oracle Bones shows that off. She really has a wonderful style about her.
I love the way you say she describes her solo shows as peace, love, and a giant crowbar.
Yeah, she does ukulele versions of heavy metal tunes, for instance. She also, interestingly enough, she was in a band called Earth Radio, but she also is in a Rush tribute band. So you think about the sort of the dichotomy of that and how interesting it is that she can able to do so many versatile things with her music. And this particular album was inspired, sort of a Halloween-inspired collection. It's got a song on it called The Horror, and she says that the song was influenced by Alice Cooper and Edgar Allan Poe.
So we'll see your best because
I love it. So this is Oracle Bones, this new EP from Patti Prashala. Is she performing around to kind of push this?
She'll be playing on in Grand Rapids at Tip Top Deluxe Bar and Grill on Wednesday night this week. And then on Saturday, October 5, she'll also be one of several performers that'll be playing at Founders Brewing's 2019 Harvest Party here in Grand Rapids.
All right. And now we head to the Skinny Limbs out of Grand Rapids. Tell us about this band.
Well, the Skinny Limbs are interesting because they kind of started out as sort of this sunny Lake Michigan-inspired pop band, you know, very beachy, dreamy milieu with their music. Guitars had a lot of surf rock reverb to it. But on their second EP, and this is titled Seafarer, the group has kind of pushed its sound out a bit. It's more unique and more of an alt-indie rock sound. There's still that kind of lightness to their pop songs, but I think it's more mature, and as they put it, it has more emotional depth. They're talking about love and longing and sort of disheartening social trends are some of the subject matter on this album. But I can tell you that it has a very enticing and engaging national kind of pop sound to it.
And this is actually a band of brothers, I understand.
Yeah, Max, Jake, and Nate Knoth, and then Connor and Gavin O'Brien. They're a fun bunch. It's nicely arranged pop music, and they're not currently performing anywhere. They released this record in a September performance at the Pyramid Scheme. They're concentrating on building their audience, but I know they're going to be out there performing again soon.
Well, some really good offerings. So just to recap what we've talked about, the Skinny Limbs and their six-song sophomore EP, Seafarer. Patti Prashala, her debut six-song EP is Oracle Bones. And May Erlewine with her new album, Second Sight. You can learn all about these and other artists. Just go to localspins.com, edited and published by John Sinkovich. Great bunch of songs this time around, John. As always, thanks so much.
Great. Thank you. Have a great week.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.